Are you guys on a 4-game losing streak?
Yes, we are.
How are you guys handling that, and how are you handling that? Is that really frustrating?
Yeah, I mean, it's you never want to lose, you know, any game. You definitely don't want to be on a losing streak. You know, but we're trying to take, obviously, we're picking out the negatives and what we did wrong and trying to correct those things. We're also trying to take away some of the positives. I mean, we lost to Knoxville 2-1 in Knoxville. Last time we were there, we lost 7-4. That's great. You know, obviously, we've been battling the injury bug. That hurts. You know, there's lots of good and bad. We're a young team. We have to understand what it takes to be a pro, which means you're going to bring consistency to the team every game, night in, night out. And that's what we're kind of lacking at times. But, you know, we just have to buckle down, get back to the basics, and go from there.
So there are some lessons you can learn when you lose.
Yeah, you usually learn more lessons when you lose than when you win. When you win, everything seems to be great. Everyone played awesome. Guys like each other more. When you lose, you know, kind of you see all the mistakes and everyone kind of complains and no one's happy. The bus trips are longer. It's a bad situation. So you have to kind of glean some of the good things from it. Otherwise, it can spiral out of control really quickly.
Yeah, I'm just curious. As a first-year head coach, do you try not to beat yourself up too much, or do you sit there on the bus saying, "Well, I should have put this guy out, or I should have done that, or I should have done that, done this."
You know what? My work is done from Monday to Thursday. Friday, Saturday, it's supposed to be the play day for those guys. You know, in all honesty, I can't affect the game that much because they are the ones on the ice. I mean, there's no system you can put in place that's unbeatable. You know, obviously, the better your system and the better they execute, the better the results will be. But for me, I try to just sit back and put people in positions to succeed. So I don't beat myself up. I just kind of go to work a little bit harder the next day. We cut down video and make sure we're breaking down all the little parts of it. That way we can show, again, the good parts and the bad parts and show why we struggled in the D zone here and why we didn't score in the offensive zone there and give the guys as much information as they can have to be successful.
Yeah, as someone who's only coached rec baseball and basketball and soccer, I know what you mean, though, especially basketball. It's so crazy. You really don't get much coaching done during a game.
You can. The game goes so fast. You know, you're relying on them to learn during the week, remember, retain, and execute everything that you've taught them during the week, especially when you're game planning for somebody like Knoxville in a very small building with a very big team, and then go to Fayetteville, which has a much faster team and a much, much bigger building. It's two totally different game plans. And we went from Knoxville, and then we had a guy injured, so we were playing shorthanded in Fayetteville. It's the turnaround's too quick for some of these guys to understand what it takes. So we kind of have to go, again, back to the basics and just do the simplest things well. It's almost like remember the Titans. It's like Novocaine. You just do it, and eventually it numbs them, and then you can take advantage. And that's what we're trying to do. It hasn't worked yet. They're not numb to it, but we're going to get there.
We're talking with Roman Oak Royal Yard Dogs head coach Sam Fatorik. Speaking of injuries, what's the status of your Brandon Anderson, the goaltender?
He should be back this weekend. I mean, he's just been battling like a lower body injury that just, you know, with goalies, it's, you know, whether it's a groin, a hip flexor, an ab, anything there, because of the way they move and it's so kind of reactionary, we have to take it slow. So he was supposed to play last Saturday against Fayetteville. Didn't feel quite right, so we kept him out just, you know, for precautionary reasons. You know, he's practiced this whole week, and he seems fine, so we'll get him in the game situation this weekend and see how he goes.
So Ryan DeMello had to handle the whole load. How did he do?
He did well. I mean, he battled. He gave us a chance to be in every game. You know, but when you score one goal in two games, you're not going to win. You know, it's not a recipe for success. So we worked on scoring this week. We worked on our defensive zone this week. So we're going to try and kind of dial everything in. That way, when we play these two games against Huntsville, we can, you know, hopefully put together 60 minutes each game and come out with some positive results.
You know, I wanted to give people, Sam, just an idea of people who haven't maybe been before. What are your top two lines? I know Jackson Brewer is top 10 in scoring in the league, but if you had to say these are my top two offensive lines, what would they be? Or does that change?
It changes all the time. I mean, you know, we've got, well, Mealy was in, but Mealy's injured now, so Brewer's going to move with Gentoli and Juric, and we have Lamacchia, Gandera, and Turner. You know, it was a very fast offensive line. But the only way to win at this level, and really any level moving forward, is the strength of your weakest line. You know, basically, lines one and two should basically even each other out. If your third line can put some goals in, it's that secondary scoring. That's where you're going to make your money. And that's what we're working on right now.
We're talking with Roanoke Royal Yard Dogs head coach Sam Fatorik. Let's just wrap up here. I was watching on social media after one of your games, and I noticed that, you know, some of the fans were chirping a little bit about the lack of hitting in some of the games, and somebody even was joking around why there's more hitting at a Virginia Tech game. But what do you say about that? In a way, is it sort of maybe good that fans are getting so invested in the team that they're willing to agonize over the you know, what they see are the pitfalls?
Well, yeah, and again, if we were winning, when we were winning games but getting outshot, everyone was worried that we were getting outshot. So then we buckled down, we didn't get outshot, and we started losing games. You know, people like fights, people don't like fights. The thing is, with a fight, nobody wins. Your hand hurts or your head hurts. You know, with hitting, if you go and run out of your way to make a big hit and then they score a goal, was it worth it to put that hit on that guy? You know, we're trying to teach, again, to be a pro. There's a time to hit and a time not to hit. There's a time to run out of position and a time not to run out of position. We're trying to find that happy medium. The other thing, too, is with Virginia Tech, they've got four full lines. We've got three. So, we're responsible for 20 minutes. We have to play those 20 minutes as hard as we possibly can in order to get a victory. You know, so there's, I mean, I'm glad they're invested. I'm glad they understand hockey. It's not a market that's never seen the game before. But we're trying to get us, you know, as a team, we're trying to get to a point where we're going to not win one, lose one, win one, lose two. We're going to win one and then win the next six. And then maybe there's a hiccup, and then we're going to get right back on that winning trail. The only way you do that is by dialing things in and making sure that everyone's on the same page, everyone's bought in. You know, you don't win the championship in the first 2 months of the season, but you can certainly line yourself up to win a championship, and that's what we're trying to do. I mean, the beginning of the year, everyone's saying, oh, you know, we're not going to win any games, we're going to be last in the league, and, you know, that's fine because we're an expansion team. Now, you know, we've set the bar higher because of the caliber of hockey we're playing, and we're good with that. We're not going to win every game. There's never been an undefeated team in the history of hockey. you know, but if we can win when we need to win, and if we can hit, you know, get on a roll when we need to, which is going into playoffs, that's when we're going to be dangerous, because every guy on our team is going to know everything they need to know about the game of hockey and about our systems. So when we start winning consistently, we'll just be able to go.
Okay, last question. Give fans who come this weekend, Huntsville, one of the best teams in the league. You've seen them before. Just talk about the challenge at Huntsville for two games this weekend presents.
Huntsville is very fast, and like you said, they're one of the best teams in the league. They've been consistently a good team. They've got a lot of returning players. You know, their coach has been there for a few years, so they're going to be a measuring stick for us. They are where we want to get to. We had them on the ropes last game. We lost to them in overtime. You know, now we want a little bit of redemption for that. So we're going to come out and we're going to play hard, up-tempo, try and control the puck, and obviously try and score some goals. But it's going to be a very fun weekend. And again, we're looking to get 4 points out of it, no less. Anything less than 4 points is not a successful weekend for us.